You know, in 18th para today that we read, the beginning of the 18th para, Allah Ta'ala speaks about different qualities a person should have in him. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala said that any person who has those qualities in him, he goes straight to Jannah. Straight to Jannah. That means how important it is that he pass a statement of that kind. That shows how important that we should bring those qualities into us. It is very important. But Aisha radiallahu ta'ala was asked the same question that one Sahabi came and asked. Give me the qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She read this ayat, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That's why the ayat, the name of the surah is Surah Al-Mu'minun too. So if we and I, Khuda Kare, can come into us those qualities, then inshallah we also go straight to Jannah, because we also want to go to Jannah. Who don't want to go to Jannah? But then we have to make sure that we bring those qualities into us. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Firstly, this much must not have riya in you. Riya means show. At no cost you must have show in you, that I'm doing namaz for show. I'm giving charity for show. I'm doing any action for show, to show people. That you must never have in you. With that you must not have hypocrisy in you, not being a hypocrite. Hypocrisy means, hypocrite means you, why you behave like this in front of people, behind you behave something else. You're not just one straight person. You are a person of two kinds. Among people, you stay among the pious people, you remain pious. Among the others, you remain like that. So if you are a straight person, you're not a hypocrite. And you're always straight in a straight line for Allah Ta'ala. Second thing is this, but the quality of reading namaz in khushu. Khushu is very important, that you must understand when you're reading namaz. In making salah, you must have this in front of you, that in the court of Allah you are. Now when you're in the court of Allah Ta'ala, how are you supposed to stand? The court is humility. That's why they say, Allahu Akbar. You're supposed to have in your heart of heart that this Allah, you are the greatest, I am nothing. This is what you have to bring in you yourself. That humility must be there to the end, but that fear, the fear must be there. That when you're in a court, when a person goes to court and is going for his case, and a severe case, what happens to him? He'll be not at ease at all. He's having fear all the time and don't know what's the decision. Here too, you have the fear that you came out from the court of Allah, you're making namaz. The fear must be there. So when you have the fear of Allah Ta'ala, you have your mind with Allah Ta'ala too. You won't put your mind everywhere else. Side by side, you must have his khudu also. The namaz must be done in a manner that the ruku and sajda must be done in a manner properly. Everything must be properly done. There is no such thing as rushing. There is no haste in namaz. You're going to sajda, there's a way of going to sajda. You're going to ruku, the way of the thing. And while in salah, the one of the, against khushu is the person when he makes salah, you see he's scratching his head one side, he's cutting his back one side, he's cutting his leg one side. So in namaz, you're not supposed to do all that. You're supposed to be completely at ease with respect. And it's sad that sometimes an imam thinks that your namaz is not accepted. If an imam does those things, that he puts all those things in, there does not be no khushu in him, and he begins to shake his head and the rest of it, then what kind of namaz that would be? So it's very important that must khushu and khushu in it. Then all that, وَمُلَّذِينَ مَعْنِ اللَّهُ مُعْلِبُونَ. This is a very, very important ayat, because to keep away from this is very difficult. And the only way you can keep away from this what I'm going to speak to you now, is the time when you become more secluded. If you have solitude in you, seclusion in you, you don't like to mix around with people unnecessarily. Because once you mix around people unnecessarily, begin to talk unnecessarily too. So Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّهُ مُعْرِضُونَ. That person have this quality, we keep away from all futile talks. Futile talks. All kind of talks. Vulgar language, all the wrong things he speaks, does not know what to speak. Sometimes that is why when a sheikh tells his murid, I do not want you to meet anyone, or not even advise anyone, he gets surprised why he's been told that. But he does not realize that he's going to benefit. He will tell you when you speak or not to speak. So this is also a futile talks. Now you see outside the people after the namaz, they go out, what are they talking? Are they talking on nonsense? All the time they're talking nonsense. If a Muslim, if you want to go to Jannah, keep away from futile talks. That does not mean you must not talk to your wife. No one wants to talk to the wife, they want to talk to others. Yes, you can talk to your wife, everything, keep her happy. Allah Ta'ala gets happy too. But generally we're not supposed to talk futile talks. Futile talk. Then to give zakat. You must be happy to give zakat. You must be very happy to give zakat. It's something that you must know that different ibadats got its effects. The ibadat is the effect of zakat, it purifies your wealth. Like if you look at it, that the effect of salah is inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. If a person did namaz in a manner how he supposes namaz, he will be kept away from all indecent acts. That's the effect of salah. The effect of zakat is it purifies your wealth. You must give it happily. Sometimes, you know, when a person has to give a very big account amount, he feels a bit reluctant. The reluctance, never mind, it came, but do not act on it. Give it happily, you must give it away. It happens sometimes, very big amount. Oh, the nafs also will come there, shaitan is on them. But immediately you must give it happily. That is the most important. That also, then also that must keep away from adultery, fornication. That's one thing a person who got mumin does not have this quality of adultery and fornication. Allah Ta'ala gave him his wife who's halal to him. Hazrat always says ka halal ko chhod ke haram ki taraf kyun gaya? What's the reason for you to go to haram? So mumin is a person who is that kind who does not go towards haram at all. So it keeps away from adultery and fornication. And then amanat to protect one's. Someone give you an amanat to give, look after it, you must look after it the way you're supposed to look after it. Whatever amanat it is. And to keep on your word, your promise. Do not go against your word. When you say something, do not keep, go against your word. You have to keep your promise. Keep it. This is one of the qualities of it. Then also he said, keep the salah on its time. On its time, hafidu ala salawat wa salatul wusta. In the Quran, another place, keep your namaz, and namaz that is most dangerous and difficult at the time to keep up is the asr salah. Because that time the busy. The ladies are busy in the kitchen, the men are busy at work. So in that they forget to read the salah on time. So wa salatul wusta, in other words, to protect the salah in this way, in all your salahs must be protected. Not only one salah too. Unfortunately, nowadays the ladies, I will know Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi gave a very good advice. He said the ladies must read namaz awwal waqt. Awwal waqt. They mustn't read akhir waqt. They must read awwal waqt. So when the husband comes home, you can attend to the needs also. So that is very important. If these few qualities we do have in us, to fulfill amanat, to protect one's amanat, and to keep to one's promise, and to keep away from all the wrongs, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give us Jannat. So this Quran, this few qualities Allah Ta'ala mentioned, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu says, if a person got this quality in him, he'll see that Jannat chal jayenge. Khuda kare Allah Ta'ala hamir nasib farmaye. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wal aqibatu lil muttaqin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلم والحقني بالصالحين وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.